Actress Evan Rachel Wood faces backlash for calling Kobe Bryant a rapist hours after his death. By Warner Todd Houston on January 28, 2020. Activist actress Evan Rachel Wood faced a backlash on Monday after calling Kobe Bryant a rapist in the hours after the NBA star tragically died in a helicopter crash. Wood was lambasted by fans who were aghast that she would bring up past accusations of rape lodged against the player just as the nation tries to come to terms with his death. "What has happened is tragic. I'm heartbroken for Kobe's family. He was a sports hero. He was also a rapist. And all of these truths can exist simultaneously," Wood tweeted Sunday only hours after the media reported the player's death. The Westworld star was alluding to the accusation of rape that was pressed against Bryant 17 years ago. Back in 2003, the NBA superstar was accused of rape by a 19-year-old hotel employee who said Bryant sexually assaulted her at the lodge and spa at Cordillera in Colorado. Bryant ultimately faced no prosecution when the case was dropped because police found the DNA of another man in the accuser's underwear. A civil case dragged on until 2005 when the player settled for an undisclosed amount. But fans were incensed that Wood used her note about the player's death to dredge up the accusations against him. The liberal actress's Twitter feed bristled with condemnation. In fact, the condemnation became so heavy. By Monday afternoon, Wood put her account on protected status so that people not already followed by the actress can no longer see them. Despite the move to hide her tweets, multiple outlets had already reported on the opposition she faced over her tweet. Page 6, for instance, noted that Twitter user Kathleen Curtin scolded the actress, writing, "And this is where the Me Too movement has gotten out of control. Attacking a man who literally just died less than 24 hours ago, with his little girl." Twitter user Wes Hatton accused Wood of turning hashtag MeToo into a joke, adding, "These things need to be taken seriously and you're sick, just looking for attention after him, and his daughter just died. Wow." Actress Kyla Pratt noted that she loves Wood's work but slammed her for the tweet. "But this tweet? How effing dare you?" she wrote. For her part, Wood tried to take a step back and explain her original message. "Beloveds," she wrote in explanation, "this was not a condemnation or a celebration. It was a reminder that everyone will have different feelings. And there is room for us all to grieve together instead of fighting, everyone has lost." Despite the explanation, the outrage continued unabated. Wood has been a reliable leftist on Twitter, usually garnering praise from the far left for her blather. Last May, for instance, she tweeted that men should face mandatory vasectomies in light of Georgia's heartbeat abortion law. And in June she wowed leftists by going on a hunger strike in support of illegal aliens. Follow Warner Todd Houston on facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.